Tough one to take. I just didn't make enough plays. I thought for stretches we played well defensively. It was, until I see the tape, it'll be hard to judge, but I did see some of the guys out there that hadn't played a regular role for us making some plays, which was a positive. Offensively, not near good enough to win in this league. Made the one big play, but other than that, never seemed to get into much of a rhythm. If we had gotten under 10, it was being discussed. But at that situation, I mean, if we'd gotten off the field defensively, we felt we would have had a chance to drive down and score. I do not. I think it was better, but it wasn't enough. Wasn't good enough. I mean, it's like I said, there were for stretches that. We played well, but just, I mean, you got to be a lot more consistent in this league if you want to win, especially on the road. Yeah, I mean, I think every call will have, there'll be something with that. I don't know which specific calls. There were some where we didn't have good eye discipline on the edge on the third and short for sure. I know one of the pass rushes where we were supposed to loop a guy inside to the A gap. We ended up with both A gaps open. He ran for a first down. And that's the dangerous part of playing a guy like that. You got to defend the early part of the down, and then the quarterback run stuff can still get you. Yeah, it's frustrating, disappointing. I mean, it's we got to 7 wins and had a lot of football left, and we're still stuck there. And we had our chances today. We had our chances 2 weeks ago, but that's what the NFL is all about. The difference between 10 and 6 and 6 and 10 is very marginal. So we got to find a way. We got to find a way to finish. Find a way to win. Yeah, I mean that's part of it. When you score, especially to go ahead late. I mean that's the most important drive defensively of the game, and we weren't able to stop. Yeah, I mean they obviously made a couple throws. It's hard to judge. I truly have to see the tape on that one. And I know it was tough for him coming in cold and not getting the majority of the reps this week in practice. I understood it. I don't know if that rule necessarily applied there, as it was explained to me on the field. Probably shouldn't have been called that way. So I felt they were a little quick to blow it dead. Usually the crew will kind of let it run and sort it out, given the ability to replay and review and see if a guy was touched down or truly see it. I know that's a judgment call. That's the way they judged it. Didn't get a real clear explanation on it. Thought he made some plays. He was going against a pretty good receiver. And he had a better week, and we had a little bit more confidence in him. I mean, both Justin, and I know the next question following up is about Terrence, but neither of those guys had a very good week for us, and that's why you saw the lack of repetitions for him. I didn't have a good view of it. I didn't hear really anybody on the headset talking about it. Yeah, and I was told that Manziel could have gone back in, but it would have been, he would not have been mobile. It would have been a situation we probably would have been, to hand the ball off or to catch it and throw it. I don't know how much he could have moved around, because I know it had really stiffened up on him. So it's just disappointing overall to lose your starting quarterback and have to shift gears midstream. Not a surprise. I mean, if you had said to me that happened, guess who did it? He probably would have been the first or second name I would have come up with. I mean, that's the type of play that he would make for sure.